WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Norah Jones is a 22-year-old vocalist whose new first album, called Come Away With Me, is probably the most highly praised music debut of the year. Rock critic Ken Tucker says this is a case where the hype has gotten in the way of the music.
Left you by the house of fun. I don't know why I didn't come. I don't know why I didn't come.
There comes a time when the excessive promotion and critical reaction to a new young artist reaches a point where you, well, you just want to go off into a corner and cover your ears and close your eyes. In the case of Norah Jones, the hype has attained such overwhelming mass it obliterates the music. The New York Times Magazine, hauling out a meaningless cliché, tells us she's, quote, taking jazz singing back to the future. The New York Daily News compared the young singer to Billie Holiday and Joni Mitchell. Time Magazine correctly observed that by the time the album arrived in stores, quote, her mythology was more famous than she was, unquote, thereby, of course, contributing to her mythology. Did I mention that her father is Ravi Shankar, but she doesn't want to talk about him because he wasn't around when she was growing up? What I hear in Norah Jones is a talented singer who may be a little too fond of the sound of her own technique. Here she is cuddling up to Hoagie Carmichael.
It's not the pale moon that excites me. That thrills and delights me. Oh no, it's just the nearness of you. It isn't your sweet conversation that brings this sensation. Oh no, it's just the nearness of you.
One of the most irritating things about the coverage of Jones's CD is the congratulations she receives in many reviews for her supposedly daring cover of a Hank Williams song, Cold, Cold Heart. Some critics are surprised that anyone schooled in jazz would lower herself to country music. This despite the fact that lots of jazz artists have covered or collaborated with country performers for decades. Where do you think the genre Western swing came from? But in Jones's case, the Hank Williams cover is stiff, cold in a way Williams didn't intend, untouched by the plaintive agony that fills this heart with blood.
I've tried so hard, my dear, to show that you're my every dream. Yet you're afraid each thing I do is just some evil scheme. A memory from your lonesome past keeps us so far apart. Why can't I free doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart?
To place Jones in perspective, here are the same words in the original.
I try so hard, my dear, to show that you're my every dream. Yet you're afraid each thing I do is just some evil scheme. A memory from your lonesome past keeps us so far apart. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and
and melt your cold, cold heart.
I think the appropriate parallel here is what Pat Boone was to Little Richard covers, Nora Jones is to Hank Williams. Her album was produced by Arif Mardin, who produced classic sides with R&B and soul singers like Aretha Franklin. Unlike even the young Aretha, who, when taken from the church, was initially molded, unsuccessfully, as a jazz singer, Jones lacks a variety in her phrasing, a modulation of emotions. Since everyone who listens to her record seems to be compelled to make comparisons, here's mine. Nora Jones is a decent 70s-style singer-songwriter, a bit better than Carly Simon. Start with low expectations like that, and Jones and her hype are more easily endured.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly.